You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's infection numbers had fallen into the 300s over the last couple of days, but have risen again today with 410 new cases and 21 deaths. The deaths take the state toll to 267 and the national toll to 352. Two women and a man in their 70s, six women and five men in their 80s, five men and a woman in their 90s, and a woman in her hundreds are the latest victims. More than 660 Victorians have been hospitalised, with 43 in intensive care and 25 on ventilators. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the virus will take further hold of the state if the community doesn't follow the rules.
This is really an endurance test. People are frustrated. People are wanting to go back to find that COVID normal. That's not for now. That is still some time away. And all of us, whether we be in Melbourne or in regional Victoria, need to apply ourselves to that task.
16 of those who succumbed to the virus were linked to aged care, prompting one sector expert to describe the treatment of aged care residents as second class. Professor Joseph Ibrahim, the head of Monash University's Health Law and Ageing Research Unit, has told the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety aged care residents were dying prematurely because people had failed to act. He said residents made up more than 68% of the nation's virus deaths, probably the second or third highest rate of death in residential aged care in the world.
The human misery and suffering must be acknowledged. This is the worst disaster that's still unfolding before my eyes, and it's the worst in my entire career. I didn't think we'd sink any lower following the Royal Commission findings from last year, and yet we have. In my opinion, hundreds of residents are and will die prematurely because people have failed to act. There's apathy, a lack of urgency. There's an attitude of futility, which leads to an absence of action.
The Commission also heard more than 1,000 aged care workers in Australia have contracted coronavirus. Secretary of the Health Workers Union, Diana Asmar, has told the Commission that of the union's 6,000 members, over 1,000 working in aged care have tested positive to COVID-19. Ms Asmar says the figure isn't based on official government statistics, but rather on calls received by and made to union members. She says aged care staff have also reported feeling under intense pressure due to understaffing in the sector.
Our members right now feel like they're on the bottom of the Titanic ship. They do not have access and proper access to what we believe is PPE. A lot of our members, unfortunately, are suffering with the COVID experience of their residents that they know who have been dying.
In New South Wales, health officials are reminding the community not to become complacent, even though the state's coronavirus numbers are stable. The state has recorded 18 new COVID-19 cases overnight, with authorities remaining concerned about infections that can't be traced to known sources. Growing clusters in Sydney have forced the closure of several schools. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is encouraging anyone catching public transport or attending a place of worship to wear a mask in order to stay safe.
Whether we're attending somewhere where social distancing may be compromised, we have to have that additional line of defence in wearing that mask. And I also want to send again a strong message to businesses, especially hospitality venues. The COVID safe plans are there. There is no reason why you shouldn't have already downloaded the plan and registered the plan.
ACT residents stranded for almost a week at the border of Victoria and New South Wales have been given 4 days to travel home from tomorrow. Around 100 people were trying to return to Canberra by car when their permits were cancelled on Friday due to fears they could spread the virus through southern New South Wales. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says arrangements have been made with the state's police to allow for the special exemption. He says the returning ACT residents will only be permitted to travel through New South Wales between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. They will have to self-isolate for 14 days once they return to the ACT.
Those residents will have 4 days to come on back from Victoria by a direct route. They'll be managed and supervised by the permit system coming out of the ACT, which will reflect the permit system that we'll have operational here in New South Wales.
And Tasmanian health officials have begun contact tracing after a man aged in his 60s became infected. The man had travelled to Victoria for medical care and was admitted to the Northwest Regional Hospital at Burnie. The state has a total of 228 COVID-19 cases, and nationally, Australia has passed 22,000 infections. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.